Greg Likens here alongside quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill. Ryan, appreciate you joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to see you. And it must be exciting here to start off with the offseason workout program. How you feeling?
That's exciting. Big day for us. You know, first day of the offseason program. I've been having a lot of guys through the building the last few weeks, but to have almost everyone here today, working out together, running together, you know, in the meeting room, it's a lot of excitement in the air, a lot of excitement in the building, and just excited to be around the guys, you know, back doing our business.
And when you take a look at what the offseason workout can do, what can it do for the team? I know the season's still far away, but you're kind of this a building block towards 2014.
It's a huge time of year for us. You know, we work on our chemistry, just building the relationship within the team. We also have to learn a new offense offensively, and you prepare physically for the upcoming season. It's a long, grinding season, and you know, you use the offseason to get your body ready to withhold against a long, tough season.
You mentioned being around the guys. It's a couple of them up front of the offensive line, new additions, including left tackle Brandon Albert.
Yeah.
How fun was it to see him out here?
It's good. You know, I got to have dinner with him a few weeks back whenever he signed. And to see him here working out, you know, it means a lot for a guy of his career so far. You know, signing a big contract and then him showing up first day of offseason program, it means a lot to us.
And when you take a look at him, Shelly Smith, Mike Pouncey, kind of the new foundation up there, and knowing that perhaps more will be added, how much are you going to be keeping track of the draft coming up in a few weeks?
It's exciting. You know, I think this time of year, just in general, there's a lot of things going on. You know, it started with free agency, like you said, brought in a lot of good guys that are going to really solidify our offensive line and help solidify the running game and protecting me as well. But we got to add some more pieces through the draft, you know, offensively and defensively. So it's going to be exciting to see how it turns out. You know, you never really know what's going to happen, whether you're in the draft or now on a team looking back trying to see who we're going to pick up. So it's going to be exciting just to see what guys are brought in.
Ryan Tannehill, quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here. And Ryan, when you take a look at year 2013, is sort of, you know, using that same phrase, a building block towards your third year. What are your personal expectations entering 2014?
Well, I need to improve a lot in a lot of different areas. And, you know, I think Coach Lazor, Bill Lazor, our new offensive coordinator, is a guy that can help me take the next step, you know, as far as preparation, the fundamentals of playing the quarterback position, and a new offense. You know, I think that we kind of build our offense around the guys that we have on the team, and I think that's one thing that we're all really excited about.
Anything, one thing specifically that you're going to be working on or that you have been working on this offseason?
Well, there's a lot of things, you know, just off the top of my head, you know, deep balls, you know, working on deep balls. We have a guy in Mike Wallace who can really stretch the field vertically, as well as some other guys too. But I think everyone, you think deep ball, you think Mike Wallace right now. So that's one thing that I've really been working on, is just being more consistent on my deep throws. And I think it'll match up with our passing that we put in, you know, going forward.
Interesting you brought up Mike Wallace. That's something we hear from the fans a lot of time. What's that relationship like with Ryan and Mike and all this? And how has that been this offseason, and how will it be going forward as you guys work towards 2014?
That's great. You know, I love Mike. He's a great guy. He's a competitor. He's a guy that, you know, is a family guy too. So he's been away with his family this offseason down in Houston, and we look forward to having him back and just continue to build our relationship both on and off the field.
You mentioned Bill Lazor, new offensive coordinator, and people are excited about his addition as well. And for you, it's going to be an adjustment. I mean, you were with Mike Sherman for quite a few years. How has that adjustment process been so far? What will it be like going forward?
Yeah, it's been great so far. You know, I haven't got to spend a whole lot of time, you know, going over the offense with him just because of the NFL rules, but got to know him a little bit as a person, kind of his style, the way he goes about things. And I'm really looking forward to it. You know, we'll start install meetings tomorrow. And, you know, as a person, I really enjoy being around him. I think that he brings a lot of intensity and passion to the game. He's very thorough and detailed in his preparation. I think that'll translate to all the guys on offense.
Ryan Tannehill, quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here. And, Ryan, when you take a look at what happened in 2013, the end of last season, a couple of games could have gone either way. Could have been a playoff team. So is it fair to say that the expectation this year is to make that leap and go to the playoffs?
Yeah, that's what we're here for. We're here to win games and win championships. And obviously last year didn't end up the way we wanted to, but can't do anything about that now. We look back, we learn from our mistakes, learn where we went wrong, and then move forward. You know, I think we can use that as a springboard. We have a lot of guys coming back this year, and we can use that moving forward to build that championship team this year.
All right, you said you had a good offseason. It was a little brief for you because you're back here to work, but give us an idea of, away from football, what you've been up to and, you know, kind of what you've been spending your time doing, not concentrating on football.
You know, enjoying downtime, enjoying family, enjoying friends. I like fishing. I really enjoy fishing, just getting out on the water. I live in South Florida, one of the best places, I think, in the United States to live. So I try to take advantage of just being outside, golfing, fishing, going to the beach, whatever the day brings up.
It seems to be the way with these professional athletes. Even if you're doing something away from football, it involves sports and competition, right?
Always competing.
All right, speaking of competing, it looks like there's going to be some great competition at the wide receiver position. We already talked about Mike Wallace, but when you look at assuming everybody's back healthy, I mean, you must be really happy and almost salivating at the thought of, man, all these different options that you can throw to this upcoming season.
Yeah, it's exciting. We brought in some good guys, and just throwing with them the past few weeks, you get to see some of the athletic abilities of the guys that we brought in. So we're going to continue to look forward to getting into the offense, getting into OTAs, and really putting the things we learned in the classroom onto the practice field.
And one more offseason addition that I wanted to ask you about. I know Sean Moreno in the backfield brings, you know, went to a Super Bowl last year, a 1,000-yard season, played with Peyton Manning. He's been known to be a great blocker, a great outlet out of the backfield, as well as a great runner. What are you seeing from him, and what's the ideal way you guys can use him?
His son is killing me. You know, Noshon is a guy I have a lot of respect for. You know, he has, like you said, all the fundamentals that you want for in a back. A guy that can run between the tackles, a guy that can get outside, a guy that can block. And as a quarterback, you know, yeah, I want a guy who can run, but I want a guy who can protect me as well. And to see a guy step up and take on a linebacker, that's one of the most exciting things for me as a quarterback. And so I look forward to having him back there with me.
Well, Ryan, appreciate you spending the time with us, and good luck this offseason program. Look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks for having me.